This is a Fox News alert. A foreign aid fight is over. I'm Lisa Brady. President Biden signing a $95 billion package into law, first proposed months ago and held up in a battle over border security proposals, which are not part of this package.
We did what America always does. We rose to the moment. We came together and we got it done.
Most of the package, $61 billion, is more aid for Ukraine. It also supports Israel, Taiwan, and humanitarian aid, including in Gaza. It
gives vital support to America's partners and so they can defend themselves against threats to their sovereignty and to the lives and freedom of their citizens. And it's an investment in our own security.
The president also reiterating that his support for Israel's security is ironclad. He did not answer shouted questions about the ongoing wave of pro-Palestinian protests on college campuses. At Columbia University, where the first tent encampment began a week ago, protesters are getting more time to negotiate with school officials.
The university tells us negotiations continued after students agreed to remove a significant number of tents and people not affiliated with Columbia University from the encampment.
Fox's CB Cotton at Columbia, where a spokesperson also says protesters agreed to prohibit discriminatory or harassing language at the encampment.
Columbia leadership may be trying to appease both sides with these student negotiations, which come as more than 1,000 grad students, lecturers, and professors from across the globe pledged to boycott Columbia University. They feel these student protesters are peaceful, and they think the police should have never been called in the first place.
The tent protest has spread to more than 20 schools across the country over the past week. Arrests made on multiple campuses. The package just signed by the president could end up banning TikTok in the U.S. It requires the Chinese parent company to sell the social media platform, expected to face legal challenges. America is listening to Fox News.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie, formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services. Marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you. It's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area, so you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com, or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
Police in Oklahoma trying to unravel a massacre after a murder-suicide that left five family members dead.
Oklahoma City Police Master Sergeant Gary Knight says it was an argument between 42-year-old Jonathan Candy and his 39-year-old wife Lindsay Monday morning that somehow led to the unthinkable.
He armed himself with a gun. He shot her multiple times, killing her. At that point, he systematically went through the home, shooting and killing their children.
18-year-old Dylan, 14-year-old Ethan, and 12-year-old Lucas. Their 10-year-old brother unharmed and now safe with family. Their father took his own life. Unclear right now is why. The investigation is ongoing. We're told there was no reported history of domestic abuse at the home, as family and friends are now left shattered.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The U.S. Supreme Court hearing arguments in another abortion debate, this one pitting an Idaho law against a 1986 federal statute that requires hospitals receiving Medicare money to provide emergency care to anyone needing stabilizing treatment. The Biden administration argues that care includes abortions if necessary. Idaho has a near total abortion ban, and limits on medical exceptions are in question. More wind farms on the horizon off U.S. coasts as the federal government lays the groundwork.
The Biden administration administration is ready to lease offshore tracts in the U.S. waters of the Gulf of Mexico where wind turbines can be built for energy production. The announcement is expected today from the Interior Department. Those tracts would be offered starting this year through 2027. Other tracts in the Atlantic and the Pacific are being considered. Wind turbines are championed by anti-fossil fuel activists, but some marine biologists argue the presence of and noise generated by the turbines harms oceanic wildlife. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Stocks turning lower right now. The Dow is down about 122 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.